Box. Welcome to Mailbox, Radio Prague's weekly program in which we reply to your emails and letters. First of all, I'd like to remind you that with the clocks changing, Radio Prague begins its summer broadcast schedule. For more information, you can visit our website www.radio.cz or send in a request for our new brochure. The beginning of the summer broadcast schedule means one more thing. The time has come once again for Radio Prague to announce its annual listeners' competition. This year, the contest relates to Czech sportspeople. All you need to do is write a few lines to answer the following question. Which Czech sportsperson or team has particularly impressed you? Write and tell us what you know about them and why you admire them. The author of the best entry will win a week-long stay for two in Prague, and there will also be valuable prizes for the runners-up. Your answers need to reach us by June the 13th, 2008, at Radio Prague, Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic, or via email at cr@radio.cz. The best entries will be read on the air on June the 29th on Radio Prague and will be displayed on our website www.radio.cz. The main prize is sponsored by Oria Hotels, one of the biggest hotel chains in the Czech Republic. And now on to our regular business. Lisa Feder from Chicago was interested in the story on the biggest ever email scam in this country concerning the clients of Česká spořitelna bank. She writes,
"It was very interesting to read your coverage of this story. I too have received several of these emails, although I am in the US and not a bank customer. It makes me wonder how they got foreign email addresses. The chance of randomly reaching foreigners who have a connection in Czech Republic or an account at Česká spořitelna would be so slim."
Investigation is still underway into who might be behind those emails. I myself got a few hundred of them. And Radio Prague will, of course, keep you updated on that topic. Steven Zolvinsky from Michigan sent us this message along with his reception report.
"So good to hear you. I shall always recall Radio Prague was one of the first international broadcasters I heard when I began shortwave listening in 1967. Through the years, my listening declined, but then increased when I entered my graduate studies in anthropology about 15 years ago. Now I'm a fan of shortwave listening as I realize the common issues facing people in all countries around the world."
Thank you for letting us know that you are out there listening to our programs. It makes a huge difference to us. And thanks to the fact that all Radio Prague programs are available in text on the internet, you can go back to our stories anytime after they are first broadcast on the air. And so did Sandra Dixon from the University of Florida, who read our stories on Peter Ginz, a Jewish boy who perished in Auschwitz at the age of 16, and his sister Eva, or Chava, who survived the Holocaust and moved to Israel.
"Hi, I wanted to personally thank you for the articles you have done on Chava Pressburger and Peter Ginz. My colleagues and I are producing a documentary film on Peter Ginz, and in doing our research came across your very informative pieces. We will make our first trip to Prague in the latter part of this month to begin scouting locations and doing archival research. Thanks again for your good work."
It's a pleasure to know that our work is appreciated. Thank you so much for all the feedback we are getting from you from all over the world. We are nearly out of time, and I'd like to remind you that you have one more day to send us your answer to this month's competition question, which is as follows. March's mystery man was born in 1861 in the town of Heřmanův Městec. Besides being a prolific writer, translator, also a teacher, and later President Masaryk's chief of protocol, he was also one of the founding members of the International Olympic Committee and its general secretary at one point. The address for your entries is english@radio.cz or Radio Prague, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. Next week we will announce the names of the four of you who will receive small gifts from Radio Prague for their correct answers. Until then, happy listening.
Those were your letters.